How is Frederick?
Well, as you know, I've enrolled him in that chess camp in the Berkshires. Mm-hmm. Every day after lunch, they go for a nature walk. Unfortunately, Frederick is allergic to 7 different varieties of ivy, so he has to wear long sleeves and long pants. A bonnet with a net on it.
Boy, I sure hope the other campers don't make fun of him.
Oh, I'm sure they don't. You know how kind kids can be.
And thinking your own childhood about having to wear braces or having to wear glasses and having kids tease you about that. Or maybe, like with me, my hair was very frizzy and curly. And, you know, just having to deal with kids taunting you for something that's semi out of your control. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show's The Rational Basis of Happiness. And that was from Frasier. We were just on vacation, and I saw 2 little kids in a pool. And they were darling. One little girl was probably about 6 years old. She had curly, curly hair. And her brother or cousin, I'm not sure what, they were both with the mom, was like a skinny little 4-year-old that had those little water wings on, the yellow water wings around his arms. And he jumped in the pool joyously in the deep end, and he was swimming. And every time he got near her, she splashed water in his face. And occasionally she would smile and play with him. And then the next thing, she would torture him. And it was very difficult to watch this. And the mother would try to stop her, but she was unrelenting with him. So can you imagine what premise, what core ideas he's drawing about people just with this one little girl in the pool. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and again, my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now, let's turn to the phones and welcome Lisa. Lisa, you're dealing with a new career?
Yes. Actually, I'm recently divorced, and I'm happily divorced.
Okay.
And,
you celebrated?
I'm sorry?
Did you celebrate?
I actually did, yes. I really did.
Yeah.
However, and that's great. I did have a career several years ago. I have an education, a 4-year degree, and a sales job that I did like. I have 3 children, however.
Okay.
So now I'm in the situation of I'm a single mom, and what's really important to me right now is flexibility. I do want to be there for my children. I want to have a flexible schedule. And I really don't want to go back into like an office situation,
mm-hmm.
Where I feel tied down or I feel like I can't quite be there for my children.
Mm-hmm.
However, how
old are they?
They're 14, 11, and 10.
Okay.
So they're not tiny.
Right. But they still want mom around.
After school and right. And I think I'm feeling really stuck. I know I need to get back out there. I'm looking at my options. I don't live in a major metropolitan area, so I don't have as many options as I might if I lived somewhere else.
What possibilities have you thought of? The first stage is brainstorming,
mm-hmm.
and allowing yourself to think outside the square. I mean, to be as
mm-hmm.
creative as possible, whether it's
mm-hmm.
creating a new product at home that you could use with the kids or,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to come up with different ideas. What things have you thought of?
I've actually thought about getting back into sales, which I'm very good at.
Mm-hmm.
But again, working for someone else, I think my gut just keeps telling me, I keep looking at these opportunities and going, well, I could do this. I'm really good at this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some type of sales or creative or project management. But the thought of doing it for somebody else, you know, Monday through Friday, just turns my stomach. And I
mm-hmm.
feel like I have to do something that's more creative and more flexible where I'm really more in control. And yet I have done some brainstorming, but I still, at this point, I'm just stuck. I don't know if I'm stuck mentally and I can't go forward. Because of, you know, fear or, I don't know, I'm just kind of stuck at this point, and I've been stuck for several weeks.
Okay, that one of the key things is to write everything down on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're trying to hold it in your head and you just feel like you can't move in any direction, you know, there's
mm-hmm.
there's no ready answer available for you. It's not like somebody, it's not like you went to sleep tonight and then you came up with the snuggly and you were going to, you know what the snuggly is, to hold little infants in.
Mm-hmm.
And you decided that you were going to create a new snuggly and you could do that all on your own. The skills you have are sales. They're in the sales category?
Yeah, I would say sales, a sort of a consultative sales, writing, creative, advertising, those types of things.
Oh, wow. You have a lot of skills. And it sounds like
I do.
You also come across as very confident, too, in a lovely way. So if you could do writing at home, that you could do that at home, you could do a lot of creative things at home. So you could first make a list of all of the categories of things that all of your skills. And then you can see which ones you enjoy the best, you know, whether it's writing, whether it's sales, and just let your mind play with them. See if there are any combinations that come to your mind. For example, advertising or voiceovers, if you've got a lovely voice.
Thank you.
You know, maybe you could do something with voiceovers and commercials and call your own shots. Maybe you could write script. Maybe, I'm not sure exactly what you enjoy doing, but there could be a lot of mom jobs, mom-friendly jobs that you could do at home, or at least have a little office space that you could go to so you feel, you get the feeling of a career. But,
exactly.
But then you need to find the niche, what niche you can fit into. So part of it's finding what part of it's introspective, meaning finding out and listing all the things that you could do or would enjoy doing. If you write them all down on paper, it anchors your mind a little bit. You're not just bopping back and forth between them. And then if you look, you can even hierarchically rank them if you want. Which would you put stars next to the ones you like the best? And see if anything comes to your mind. Let yourself, again, think outside the square, because you may come up with a career. I came up with radio, or my husband did, actually. And that's something I never thought I would do. Never in a million years. I was a shy kid. So give yourself that flexibility and then figure out what's available in your area. And it may not be in your area. You may be able to go into the into some metropolitan areas and they just hire you to do the work where you live now. And you send them the copy if you're good at writing, or you send you do the sales from home. You want your autonomy, so you offer them your package. You don't sound like a meek person, as I said. So you
I'm really not, and most people come to me for advice.
That's
what's so, and all of the things you said are great, and I do. I'm a big fan of making lists and writing things down and weighing them out. I think just now what I've realized is I think I know what my skill set is, and I know that a lot of it isn't really available here, and I think I feel that if I send out my resume, if I come up with something that I really haven't done before, so I don't have a resume that shows that experience. And so then trying to send that out and say, well, my resume says this, but I want to do this. Yet I don't have the experience.
But people may be willing to train you. I went into radio cold turkey, turkey. So it depends on your courage. And I mean, you bring your personality into the situation. If you're as peppy as you sound, then that's what that's part of the product that people are going to be interested in. So listen, I wish you a lot of success. There's a book, How to Get Control of Your Time and Your Life, on my website that has some good exercises in it, too. My website's drkenner.com. And I wish you a wonderful success with that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. My number is toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Competition is an essential element of sports and capitalism, but it has no place in a romantic relationship. You must never feel that you have to beat your partner at anything except in pure fun, such as a good-natured game of Scrabble. Sometimes partners unwisely compete over who makes the most money or progresses faster in their career. Take joy in your partner's achievements and have enough self-esteem not to feel inferior, resentful, or jealous when your partner achieve something significant. Your own worth and character can never be enhanced or diminished by your partner's achievements or failures. Your own self-esteem comes from your own choices and actions.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.